Sim Lamed Zayin. Davar Shein Mitgaven Muter. If you do something and it causes another malacha to happen, that is permitted. Lushan Oyei Segregation. Provided that it will not definitely happen. So if you drag a chair and it may not make a fur on the ground, then it's permitted, even though it ends up making one. But if you drag something heavy, that will definitely do something. It will definitely make a fur on the ground, that will be a problem. Hilchos. Goyo de mita, kisa vitasta, lingdoyo, lingtani, rubasha, lingkama, tisrit. So this is what we just said. One can drag a light bed, chair, bench, whether big or small, the type that will not necessarily make fur on the ground. Therefore, since you're not machabah with that, is permitted. But if it's something very heavy, then it's also, Mr. Bruce has a bigger finish, has a very heavy bench, and even if it's a place which has a cement floor, a tile floor, it's also Xavier, also a place that doesn't have that. Yeah. Generally, these gazeres are only when some places don't have the floor, it's just earth. So inside the house, you can just have something heavy because everybody say inside the house does not have earthen floors. It used to have. But in your yard, to have something heavy, even on the part that has tiling on it, would be awesome because some of the backyards don't have any tiling at all, earth. Mudal Rabbis Abayis, Kimin Shem is Kam Rashas Gumet, Elish Loyal Avok. With the rabbis, they would sprinkle a little bit of water on the floor so that the dust doesn't come up, keep the dust down, cools off the house a little bit also. Where even though it could cause that some of the offer goes into a little hole and smooths out the floor, now the chavim for them is not a secretion, therefore it is permitted.